Well, blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are coming close to the end of our examination of the life of King David. And as we have seen at this point in time, it was a long life. It was a life full of many, many things. And the scripture tells us a great deal. I tell you, if you were to, you could do far, 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 far more in-depth examination of the life of David. As a matter of fact, I got a couple of books, probably in my garage library, one in particular I'm thinking of. I know it's at least 800 pages long, just on the life of David. So many things that you can check out. So what we've been doing is just a very, very cursory look at some things. And the main idea, remember, behind this is that locally and online, actually, we're doing a study through the book of the Psalms. And it was just this thing of, okay, David wrote a little more than half of the Psalms, likely, maybe even more than that. And so who is this author? Who is this guy who the Lord used to write these things? And that was the reason we were looking at it. So now we're in the book of 1 Kings. We just completed 2 Samuel chapter 24. And 1 Kings, first chapter, verse 1, says this. Now King David had become old, advanced in years, and they covered him with garments, but he was not warm. Now we're going to find out how old he was. If I remember correctly, he's 70, which nowadays is not old and is not advanced in years, you know, from a personal perspective, okay? But you see what's going on. He's old. He has advanced in years, and this is a good thing. This is a wonderful thing. This is a marvelous thing. And they covered him with garments. Well, why would they cover him with garments? Well, but it says he was not warm. He was cold. He was cold. They tried to warm him up, but he wouldn't warm. And those who are advanced understand that in years, okay? I mean, seriously. So they covered him with garments, but he was not warm. So what do you do when you can't warm the king up? Verse 2. His servants said to him, "Let them search for a young virgin for my lord the king, and let her stand before the king. Let her be of use for him, and let her lie in your lap, that my lord the king may be warm." So his servants came up with this idea. Hey, let us go find somebody. Let us go find a young virgin and let her stand before you. In other words, let her serve you. Let her be of use to you. Let her lie in your lap that my lord the king may be warm. So they're suggesting body heat. Okay, they're suggesting the body heat of another human being to warm him up and to keep him warm. Well, it's better than a puppy dog, you know? I mean, seriously. And, you know, in our culture, in our mind, we're going, wow, yeah, but that's sort of weird, isn't it? Hey, he's the king. Verse 3, watch this. So they sought a beautiful young woman in all the territory of Israel, and they found Abishag, the Shunammite, and brought her to the king. So they looked out through all the territory of Israel, and they saw a beautiful young woman. Well, why a beautiful young woman? Why not an unbeautiful old woman? Well, to start with, the suggestion had been that she would be a virgin, right? And so if you're going to bring somebody, you're going to bring the best before the king. You're going to bring someone who is beautiful. You're going to bring someone who's intelligent. You're going to bring someone who can serve. Now, of course, our minds are likely racing. Well, you know, if he can't get warm, if he's this old, next verse will help you here. Now, the young woman, verse 4, was very beautiful. Now, notice, she wasn't just beautiful. She was very beautiful. She was of use for the king, and she served him. But the king did not have sexual relationships with her. Well, there we go. That cuts to the chase right there, does it not? This woman was brought in to serve the king, to be with the king, to meet the needs of the king. She's a beautiful young woman. And her primary motivation at the beginning was to keep him warm. Okay, to keep him warm. So what does that tell us about the state of King David at this time? Yeah, he's old, he's advanced, and he's declining, is he not? Well, do you think people knew about this? Well, but of course, because of the nature of the story right here. They sought through all the territory of Israel for a beautiful young woman to do what? To serve him, to take care of him. This is some high-end upscale hospice right here, folks. You know? And they found somebody, and she was wonderful. But the word was getting out. So what do you think is going to happen when the word gets out that the king is cold, that the king is old, that the king is advancing in years, that the king had to get him a really, really high-end assistant right here? Well, yeah, exactly what you think would happen. Listen to verse 5. Now, Adonijah, the son of Haggith, was exalting himself, saying, I will be king. So he prepared for himself a chariot and horsemen and 50 men running before him. And you say, wait a minute, haven't we heard something like this before? Haven't we seen something like this? We have. Do you remember who it was? Well, hang on a second. We'll see. So here, this Adonijah, he is a son of Haggith. He's a son of David. Remember, David had many wives, many concubines. And he has exalted himself. Notice it wasn't the Lord that exalted him. It wasn't the people that were exalting him. He exalted himself and he declared, I will be king. So he prepared himself a kingly chariot. And he had the horsemen. He had the 50 men running before him. Verse 6. His father did not rebuke him at any time by saying, why'd you do so? So David knew about this. David knew about this. And he didn't rebuke him. And he didn't ask him, why are you doing this? So if daddy knows about it and daddy's not correcting you, then what do you think the son's attitude is going to be? Well, that the father is at least passively supportive of this. Then this last part of verse 6, last thing for today. Now, he was also very handsome of appearance. She had borne him after Absalom. Oh, yeah. Remember Absalom, how beautiful he was? He had the hair, how David cried for Absalom, and Absalom had tried to take over the kingship, and it had a chariot, and it had men running before him. The same exact phraseology right here. This is Absalom's brother. Absalom's dead now. And Adonijah was very handsome of appearance. It ran in the family right here. David was handsome. Haggith apparently was very beautiful. And so here's her next son coming up saying, I will be king. Don't you know that she had to be a little concerned because of what had happened to the previous son in the midst of this? This becomes very interesting because the balance of this chapter, it becomes very much political intrigue of what's going to happen with the king and who is on whose side. It's going to be a lot of names. We've seen a lot of them already. But you're going to see that the transfer from King David in glory and King David to who the next king is going to be isn't as smooth as it could have been. Again, I'm Dale. Hey, thank you for your time. We'll continue on the next episode. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.